It's 19 and a half minutes past 7 o'clock, and now time for the Dwell Sports Bites, brought to you proudly by Dwell Properties, your gated estate specialist.
Well, it's a Tuesday morning, and of course that means it's time for the Dwell Properties Sports Bite, proudly brought to you by Dwell Properties, your gated estate specialist. And what a weekend of sport we had. The Bocca, victorious in Ireland. We were there. It was a hostile environment. But it is so good that the Bocca brought it home 24-13, a great game of rugby. And boy, those scrums, the Irish are still going backwards. It's great to get the monkey off the back, the first time we've won in Dublin since 2012. Some other action from the weekend saw the All Blacks versus Wales. France defeated Australia in a cracker game, and England got past Argentina just 27-23. To go 11 matches unbeaten this year. They probably think they're better than us, but they certainly aren't. Also, a bit of side action there. Malcolm Marx was named World Player of the Year. Great achievement for Malcolm. And South Africa continued to dominate the awards. On the cricket front, the Proteas have got a great opportunity to win a Test Series in India. They posted 489 all out with the first century for Mulsami and a blistering 93 for Marco Jansen. And boy, India have got a lot of work to do. The Ashes kicked it off and a lot of wickets fell, nearly 20 wickets in 2 days of Ashes cricket. Australia taking a commanding 1-0 lead in the Ashes series with a magnificent display. On the Formula One front, there's been a bit of a mix-up. The McLarens were deducted points, which now means Max Verstappen is certainly back in the championship reckoning. He won the Grand Prix on the weekend in Las Vegas. And the both McLaren's disqualification means it is certainly all to play for at the top of the championship there. And then on the football front, Liverpool's woes continue. They lost 3-0 at home to Nottingham Forest. Not sure what's going on there. And Arne Slot must be under immense pressure. Some other results saw Arsenal winning 4-1 against Tottenham. Local bragging rights for Arsenal there. Newcastle upset Man City winning 2-1. And then Crystal Palace continue their good form. Winning 2-0 away to Wolves. So that's it from a lovely cold and damp island for the Dwell Property Sports Report. Can't wait to get back to the North Coast. And of course, this sports report proudly brought to you by Dwell Properties, your gated estate specialist.
Wow, all the way from Ireland, the Dwell Properties Sports Bites.